By the way, I understand they're working on, they're going to have the Hoyt Park ice available coming soon, relatively soon.
Yeah. That's one of the events.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's a good way to lead into it. Yeah, because they do that. It's bringing back the ice at Hoyt Park. Of course, finally now the weather has allowed the flooding of the park, so there should be some good ice going on happening through mid-February. Skate rentals available. And it is free, by the way. If you'd like to enjoy. And the best way to find out more about ice conditions and what's being available there, go to Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook. Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook, you can find more about what's happening with the ice at Hoyt Park, the big slab that they have when they do the flooding. And now with the weather that it is, it should be nice for some skating there. And as you've heard in the news reports this morning, Zender Snowfest is going to take place, and it does start today, goes through Sunday. Of course, scaled down because of what's happening to the restrictions. There's no entertainment or warming tent or fireworks, but there's still snow and ice sculptures that'll be around through downtown Frankenmuth to enjoy. Find out more by visiting Zenders.com. Zenders.com, obviously it's Zenders Snowfest, so you can find out more. The Snowfest that starts today and goes through Sunday. Part of the Snowfest, by the way, at the Frankenmuth River Place shops, the Ice Dogs Mushing Shows will be on display. Guests can watch the Ice Dogs perform on the east side of the shopping complex. Shows will take place near the Cass River Bar and Grill. Free to attend, though social distancing and masks are asked to be used. And you'll find shows going on at 6 and 8 o'clock tonight, at 1, 3, and 5 on Saturday, and Sunday as well at 1, 3, and 5. FrankenmuthRiverPlace.com/events to know more about the Ice Dogs. FrankenmuthRiverPlace.com/events. Hey, tonight, Jeff Daniels, the award-winning actor, musician, playwright, is going to bring an intimate virtual concert to the Midland community as part of the Virtual Pass at the Midland Center for the Arts. That is tonight, 7:30. He's a Michigan native, you know, and it's going to feature this concert, original songs from Jeff Daniels' new album, Alive and Well Enough. It's going to be a virtual event streamed live as part of Midland's Virtual Pass, as we said. So find out more about getting your tickets and your accessibility. Go to MidlandCenter.org, MidlandCenter.org, and that is for tonight. We have a reminder at the Castle Museum. An exhibit that started this past week is going to go through April 18th, the history and the culture of Latinos and their impact on American culture and society through baseball. Part of the Smithsonian Institution's Traveling Exhibition Services, new bilingual exhibition that's going on. From community baseball teams to the major leagues, how it captures the excitement and, of course, the input of what's going on through the Latino community. That's at the Castle Museum going on through April 15th. Find out more. Go to castlemuseum.org. That's castlemuseum.org. Coming up on Sunday, a special Facebook Live event with WSGW, as Peace Lutheran School is going to have its open house that day. An open house that can't be done in person, but can be done virtually. And our host from The Moose, 94.5, Jim Biggins, will be your host on Facebook for the Peace Lutheran School open house. That is on Sunday between 1 and 1:30, and you can check it out. Go to facebook.com/WSGW Radio, facebook.com/WSGW Radio, 1 o'clock for the Peace Lutheran School open house with Jim Biggins as your host. On Monday, by the way, Terry Henney will have a special Facebook Live event, and that's going to be with the Michigan Corn Growers. The Michigan Corn Growers to be featured on Monday with Terry, and you can find out more about that when you go visit facebook.com/WSGW Radio. Starting Monday at the Marshall Fredericks Sculpture Museum at SVSU, a virtual exhibition, Hip Hop Icons. It's opening on February 1st, the very first day of Black History Month. And you can find out more about ways to enjoy this exhibition with guided virtual tours and field trips, too, that can be scheduled. And you can find out more going to marshallfredericks.org. That's marshallfredericks.org, starting Monday for the special exhibition of the Hip Hop Icons. And the Dow Tennis Classic Tournament has a series of virtual events that starts on Monday. Goes Monday through next Friday to celebrate the history of the Classic, that tournament, which is postponed this year until November. And discover more by visiting online to see what happens with the Facebook page and the online site of the Dow Tennis Classic to enjoy on Monday a week-long celebration of virtual events. Some events, some activities, some in person, some online through WSGW.